Thank you, Ian. Back to some more news items now. One of our local firms is in the category of best places to work in the UK, and a yacht manufacturer is developing its business in Wroxham. There is to be a new research hub which will help patients, and a dental school at the University of East Anglia starts next year, and the charity Break is chosen by the airport as its charity for the year. A construction consultancy firm with offices in Norfolk has been named as one of the Sunday Times best places to work in the UK. Daniel Connell Partnership, which has offices in Norwich, Colchester and London, has made the annual list of the best workplaces across the country. The firm, which is celebrating its 80th anniversary this year, was credited for its company-wide fitness challenges, annual away day staff conference and Christmas party. The firm also recorded zero employees at high risk of poor well-being or intending to leave the business within the next 9 months. The Sunday Times Independent Survey assesses organisations against six key areas: reward and recognition, information sharing, empowerment, instilling pride, job satisfaction and well-being. Founded in 1946, Daniel Connell Partnership provides building surveying, quantity surveying, project management and health and safety services.
A luxury yacht builder is set to close its facilities on the south coast to focus its attention on its Norfolk base. Oyster Yachts has announced it will be winding down all production at its leased site at Southampton's Saxon Wharf by the end of this year. The company said it will instead be concentrating investment at its Wroxham boatyard, where it will continue to build yachts. A spokesperson said the restructuring will support a more focused and resilient operating model, with Wroxham as Oyster's centre of excellence for UK manufacturing.
A new research hub will bring mental health and dementia drug trials closer to patients in Norfolk and Suffolk. Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust has secured £452,000 from the National Institute for Health and Care Research to create specialist research facilities, including a refurbished former ward and new equipment to support clinical trials. The facilities will include dedicated space to support people wanting to take part in mental health, dementia and neurodevelopmental research. In addition, there will be a digital access room and confidential interview facilities. We also plan to set up a laboratory with specialist equipment required to conduct drug trials safely. The funding is part of a national £47.8 million investment through the Voluntary Branded Medicines Pricing Access and Growth Investment Programme, a partnership between the government and the pharmaceutical industry. Work began in April, with the hub set to open by March 2028. The project follows a public consultation where all participants with mental ill health or dementia backed the proposal.
Norfolk's long-demanded new dental school is no silver bullet to address the crisis stopping people in the county seeing NHS dentists, it has been warned. The British Dental Association raised concerns that the 25 new dental training places being created at the University of East Anglia School is unlikely to do much to end the so-called dental desert. Advocates of the school, which take on its first students next year, have said it has the potential to help ease the situation, which makes it impossible for many in Norfolk to get NHS dental treatment. The thinking is that some of those who do their training at the new school, at the Edith Cavell building, and the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital will go on to work as NHS dentists in Norfolk. A spokesman for the University of East Anglia said, "We welcome the recognition that expanding dental training capacity is a positive step, but we agree it is not, in isolation, a complete solution to the challenges facing NHS dentistry."
Norwich Airport has named Break, a charity supporting children and young people in and leaving care, as its Charity of the Year for 2026. The airport will work with Break over the next 12 months to raise funds and increase awareness of the charity's work across East Anglia. Richard Pace, Managing Director of Norwich Airport, said, "We are delighted to be supporting Break as our Charity of the Year for 2026. Their work with children and young people is truly inspiring, helping them to build brighter futures and reach their full potential. Having seen the impact Break has across our region, including through initiatives such as Go Go Safari, we are pleased to strengthen our relationship and support them further over the coming year. Our team is looking forward to getting involved in fundraising and awareness activities to make a real difference."